This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And we're back. Hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones, talking to Count Dankula, a former political prisoner in the UK. And we can sit around and joke about this. There is massive leftist authoritarianism going on, only really rivaled by the old Soviet Union all over the Western world. The U.S. is just a few years behind it. And they've got me in court cases trying to criminalize my speech as we speak right now. So this is a serious, concerted effort. We got callers from Sweden, Canada, New York City, everywhere. We're going to go to Ryan and then Andre. Ryan in Florida, you're on the air with Count Dankula.
Hey, Alex and Count, it's great to talk to you both. Alex, I just wanted to thank you real quick for the Alexa Pure water filter, the X2, the Super 12, everything, man. I've been buying them for years, and my wife's pregnant with her firstborn, and she's super healthy, and everything's going great.
Brother, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I don't want to say we're treading water, but we're not, you know, we don't have any fat, okay? And so we do need to, so keep buying the products. Thank you.
I sure will, man. Thank you. And Count, man, you're just a hero, I think, and you're a really good example against how to stand up against your oppressive government and, you know, really stick it to them. So, you know, kudos to you, man. But I think you brought up something really key when you spoke about how you spoke to Nazis or all, you know, extreme right-wing people. I think the major blind spot of conservatives, libertarians, right-wing, you know, right-wingers is that they don't talk to the people who are the white supremacists or the white nationalists or anything because they're afraid to get demonized by the left. And because they're already characterized as such, they don't want to host that kind of platform or whatever. But I think that if you actually listen to a lot of these extreme people, even the ones that aren't too extreme, they make way more sense than even the most centrist kind of liberal does with the crazy gender studies or the tranny stuff or this fake racist stuff that they're just spewing.
Well, here's the bottom line. The decadence of the 20s and the Versailles Treaty helped bring in Hitler. And so what you're saying is that the left is so out of control that it's going to cause kind of a Nazi-like backlash, which I was saying at dinner last night. I think if we beat this, the long-term danger is getting a right-wing fascist government, because that's what big corporations want. They want a leftist fascist government or a right-wing fascist government. According to Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, they designed this plan. And so I think that, and I appreciate your call, that that's a danger.
I think the problem is you just need to resist both of the extremes. You're going to get left-wing extremists, you're going to get right-wing extremists, and people think that the way to deal with these people is just to completely exclude them from society, exclude them from social media, make them persona non grata, but all that does is places them into a bubble where they can only speak to other like-minded people, rotating their opinions all over and repeating them to the point where they become radicalized, and that's where you get people that end up becoming mass shooters and terrorists and doing all kinds of horrible things. But you can't exclude these people from society. What you should do is hold out the friendly hand, speak to these people and say, it's not too late, come back to the light, you don't need to go down this path.
I've tried to talk to Antifa and people, and they just won't do it. And I've tried to talk to the, you know, Nazis and people, too, and they're either feds or controlled, or they're like just, they're mentally ill, because all they think is everyone that isn't with them is a secret agent of Israel or something. I, like, barely think about Israel. I've never been to Israel. And just because I'm not for getting rid of Israel, it's like this fetish of obsessing over it. And if you want to get rid of Israel, that's your right. It's just that it's not even on my radar screen. It's bizarre.
No, I get that as well. You know, I get a lot of it. Apparently, I'm a Mossad show because I don't speak about it. And it's like, I don't even talk about it, so I'm not sure where that connection came from.
It's like, I don't talk about Lebanon. I mean, I don't talk about bing, bong, boom, boom. I mean, it's literally, I'm like into America and the Second Amendment and unborn babies being killed and new babies being killed and you know, the trying to sexualize our kids and all this. And then it's like, you better say it's the Catholics. You better say it's the Jews. And what it is it's corruption seeping into everything. It's good and evil.
Yeah, I think it's just people, you know, every single side has their boogeyman. You know, for feminists, it's the patriarchy. For the far right, it's the Jews. For the far left, it's the capitalists. Just every single person has their boogeyman. Although the one, personally, my boogeyman's authoritarians, but I think mine's a lot more sensible.
Which come in a bunch of flavors.
Yeah.
They'll use any cosmology to do it.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, authoritarians don't have a color, a race, or a gender. Authoritarians can be anyone. You know, it's not a racial or a gender thing. It's just a greed and corruption thing which can affect everyone. You know, corruption's actually very diverse.
Well, I got to say, we're going to take this, my friend, and put this last 2 minutes right at the front of the last hour and a half because you nailed it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, Willie Nelson, baby.
The poets tell how
and Merle Haggard. I tell you, Willie Nelson, folks, is a living legend. He wrote back in the 50s, Patsy Cline Crazy. And he smoked pot with me under the table. And I'm not saying that cool. I did it only to test it. No, seriously, I was so stoned smoking pot with him one time. I had somebody come pick me up. I don't know why I'm telling that story right now. Here's Merle Haggard. He died last year. But I got to tell you, kids, don't smoke marijuana. It's totally weaponized. It's out of control. I never smoke it, not even maybe once a year. And it's just amazing. And some people I know here in this office have quit smoking marijuana because it messes up your REM sleep. It messes up your life. And it's just as bad as alcohol now. Back when I was in high school and smoked it some, it didn't do what it does now. This stuff is super powerful and will ruin your life. So I just made my little marijuana statement. It's true. I'm playing chess and smoking pot with Willie Nelson. We got to be too good of friends, and his fifth wife, big liberal, told him to stop hanging out with me. But that didn't even really happen. But I don't know why I'm talking about Willie Nelson. I just feel like he's getting really long in the tooth. And, of course, we're sitting here. What's the best place to find your stuff on YouTube? Count Dankula? I mean, that's just all they search, Count Dankula? Or Count Dankula? I'm calling you Count Dankula because I'm thinking of Carpe Donctum. And that's what I'm doing. I'm splicing two words, Count Dankula, Count Dankula.
Yeah.
Count Dankula has a Count Dankula. Hey, but you and Count Dankula got to, I mean, you and Carpe Donctum got to hang out.
Oh, no, we haven't actually got to hang out yet. We've spoken a little bit on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
No, but I misunderstood your story.
No, it's cool. I enjoy him, though. He's very funny. You know, I enjoy him. I just love the fact that he just got famous through making Trump, pro-Trump memes and basically, you know, dunking on the Democrats all the time. And basically, they hate him. They even, I think it was Huffington Post actually tried to dox him.
They did dox him.
Yeah. Just from making.
Can you say, I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Don't make me, you're going to make me say Shrek quotes next.
Yeah, Shrek quotes. Oh, my beloved, we've got to fight the dragon. I can't do it right.
I don't even think Shrek says that.
Because they're like, oh, donkey. What are you doing, donkey? It's more like a Mexican accent or Spanish. Oh, I don't want to be an ogre. Ah, this donkey, huh? We're like Puss in Boots meets the...
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, give me a Shrek quote.
A Shrek quote.
Guys, put Shrek quotes on the screen. We got to take...
Oh, come on. Right, okay. I know the... Well, what are you doing in my swamp? Like, that's what...
What are you doing in my swamp, donkey?
Yeah. I can't even actually remember any other ones. That's the one that people make me say. Aye, what are you doing in my swamp?
You don't have the power, Captain.
I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Here, give me a punch in the shoulder.
This is kind of racist.
Oh, exactly. We're just joking about Scott's cool accent. Like I'll do, you know, kind of exaggerated Texas accents. You're not going to get Yosemite Sam.
I hate rabbits. Damn you.
That's pretty good, actually, yeah.
I hate rabbits.
I gotta get some. Give me some Yosemite Sam quotes. You know, we've got Gerald Celente coming up. I don't want to cut this time. He's such a sweetheart. He knows I do this overdrive thing, but this is hard to stop this broadcast. You're back tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going to make you live here. Hey, let's go ahead and take some calls. Andre, I apologize, from Canada. You're on the air worldwide. Why in the swamp, Andre?
Yes. Bonjour, Alex. Bonjour, Count.
Welcome, my friend. Le pont, c'est un détour.
We don't have that accent over here in Quebec.
Sorry, I apologize.
That's all good, man.
J'attends l'embleu champagne.
But it's funny how Americans use a lot of French quotes like bon appétit or déjà vu. I find that
ménage à toi.
This is really cool. Man, boy, you got to love that one. Listen, Alex, I got to say that thank you so much for your products. I must have $1,000 worth of products. My girlfriend was pissed off because I was taking so much counter that she put it on a three-story shelf. I have so much of your product. And 2-3 weeks ago, I slipped and slit the back of my head on the kitchen table really bad. I knocked myself out. She found me on the floor, took 3 beach towels just to clean everything up. But
jeez.
Your Super Silver Wound Gel, bud, helped me out. It stitched in 2 days with your product, and I could have used at least 10 stitches. But your products are amazing.
I can't believe the reports we're getting on the Super Silver Wound Gel. I mean, I always knew it was good, and hospitals use it. We use private label, the top one in the world. But we're just blessed that their listeners will let us do this. So thank you for that testimonial. A lot of folks are doing testimonials down on the show, so thank you for the support, brother. What's your view on speech criticizing Muslims go to jail?
Well, listen, our libtard Prime Minister Trudeau passed a law, which is the M103, that if you criticize Islam, well, you go to jail.
Why are you in my swamp, donkey?
It's just absolute authoritarianism. Everything, absolutely.
Oh, they're all passing the same laws everywhere, and then the Muslims who aren't radical don't have a voice because the radical ones are what, paying off the government? What's happening? What do you think's happening, Andre, in Canada?
Well, listen, Alex, just a quick example. There was a shooting in a mosque in Quebec that a Muslim convinced a Quebecer to walk in there with a gun and shoot people. I mean, the Quebecer had some mental issues, but the Muslim was gay. He was refused by the mosque, so he convinced the Quebecer to go inside and shoot somebody or some people. Okay? But the guy's name is Alexandre Bissonnette, and he's the one who got jailed and not the Muslim. So now, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, a Muslim acid attacked his girlfriend, and they're not talking about it. Why?
There's an incredible blackout. God bless you, and glad to hear you got better, Andre. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are with Count Donkula Supreme. I did all that on purpose.
I'll take that. No,
just make someone want to know your name even more. They must. It's Count Dankula.
Yes.
All right. Remember the map. Remember what I have told you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We're having some fun now.
We are. This is.
Hey, by the way, you quit smoking pot, you were saying.
Well, I only smoke it. Yeah, no, I don't smoke pot at all. Yeah.
You said you cut back 98%. What's it say?
Yes, 98%. I cut back.
All right, let's take a ring a dingy here. Jackson in Missouri, you're on the air worldwide with His Supreme Highness Count Donkula.
I really appreciate it. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on this whole censorship issue. And whether or not you see it as partisan, because we see most of the censorship, of course, coming from groups like Antifa, you know, showing up at colleges and shutting people down. But we also see a lot of these, like, YouTube history channels or even most recently Hassan Piker from the Young Turks being taken off of Twitch. And so I guess I wanted to hear from you guys about when about basically where that's coming from. And
well, that one guy, Hassan Pecker, you know, said that he loved 9/11. He said that he wanted to use his, literally, he said, I want to use my, and his last name, to rape members of Congress in the eye. I'm not going to quote it all, but I mean.
Yeah, that was the thing, is like, he did end up ultimately getting banned from Twitch, and I don't think that he should have been. I mean, if he wants to say crazy, outrageous stuff, then that's fine, he can go ahead and say that.
If it's really a threat, it's up to the police, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a right to say that he wants somebody to rape the congressman in his eye hole.
Yeah, no, it was about Senator Dan Crenshaw, and he says that because Dan lost his eye due to an IED attack, he says that a brave ISIS soldier, he called the soldier brave, a brave soldier was the person that did that to Dan Crenshaw's eye. I mean, he was basically saying that ISIS was
look
brave.
Look at his, I'm not being mean here, but he's got some large breasts and big old flabby arms. It looks like that guy's going to be carrying anything out. How about him and Dan Crenshaw get in the ring, see what happens?
I'm pretty sure Dan would win. Yeah, I have no doubt that Dan would win.
But I mean, obviously, the guy has the right to free speech. He's yelled at a brave soldier, raping him in the eye, and said he likes 9/11. It's horrible, it's offensive, but he has a right.
Yeah, he absolutely has
a right. But why does the left get away with constantly doing this, then?
Well, I'm not sure why it is. I think it's because the right is perceived as more of a threat. Basically, we actually debate, we actually talk to people, we actually can defend our ideas, you know, the far-left comments.
That's right. Let's finish up and say hi to Gerald Celente. Just one more Shrek quote when we come back.
Fine. What are you doing in my swamp?
Donkey. All right, but I need another one when we come back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Johnny Cash. I hurt myself today.
All right, well, this has been a pretty amazing transmission. Gerald Celente, who I hate to cut into his time, takes over. In the war room, Owen Schroyer is back, and is he firing on all cylinders, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm told that our good guest, Count Dankula, is going to be with him as well. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And I promise to all those callers that were there, we call us back tomorrow. We'll get to you. We got to a lot of calls today, but I hate to leave people on hold, so I apologize again. Count, it's been great having you here. You'll be with us through most of the week. Very, very exciting, so thank you.
No problem, man.
We'll just go hang out in just a second. Now, Gerald Celente. Gerald Celente has fired the bat signal. He really wants this message to get to President Trump. And we're live right now, but when we post this later to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, if you get it and send it to the White House and they get it 1,000 times, they get that to the president. I can make a few phone calls, try to get it to him as well. But Gerald said, listen, Trump's totally right about this. And if he just does this and gets this in the people's minds, we can win this critical trade war. That's the equivalent of the Bretton Woods Agreement that set America into the next century of dominance. So they're saying it's the Chinese century. Well, that's the Chi-Com century. And that's not going to happen. And to see our own corporations, our own media, trying to side against America and American workers and Trump and trying to kill the economy and cheerleading to implode it, it's just unspeakable. But if there's a way to really turn our economy around for real, it's what Gerald Celente is about to cover. So here is his emergency message, the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, to President Trump.
Yes, President Trump, you know, I don't agree with you on a number of issues, particularly your foreign policy. I support your positions on not bringing in illegal immigrants and lowering the amount of immigrants coming into the country until we get back on our feet. Your message that we don't need China is one that is 100% correct. Love Trump, hate Trump has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with what he said and the facts behind it. And the fact is this. You don't have to go very far back in history. All you have to do is go back to 1996. China, 5% of its population back then was about middle class. Today, 35%. Why? Now, they didn't steal our technology. Now, the manufacturers, Americans and the Europeans gave it to them. Here's the deal. Yeah, you could come over here. You could do business with us. We got 1.4 billion people. But you can't own the company. You only can own 49% of it. And we want all your technology because we don't have anything. We do not need China. China needs us. Let's make this 100% clear. When we were making clothing, now 96% of it, everything we wear from shoes to shirts to pants, you name it, comes from overseas. We were making it in America. We don't need China to make what we are wearing, what we are eating, as they're bringing in apples and all other kinds of fruits and vegetables. We don't need China. We didn't need them up until Slick Willie Slimeball Murderous Clinton. And I say that, murderous, because, oh no, I'm not conspiracy theory about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm talking about all the people he slaughtered during his time in Iraq in the Kosovo War. But anyway, before they brought China into the World Trade Organization, we weren't getting all our toys made over there, all our parts and for automobiles and all our apples. Oh, not only those apples, the one we eat, but the other apples. They were making it in America. The only way this country is going to come back is to be a self-sustaining economy. President Trump, stay on the one message. We don't need China. Matter of fact, we don't even need China. I have a bunch of China that they used to make up here just north of me from Syracuse, New York. And when I went to school in West Virginia, beautiful glassware that was made. We don't need China. We don't need one foreign country to make what we are eating, what we are wearing, what we are watching, and what we are listening to. We need Americans to make it. It's very simple. The only people that are profiting from using slave labor in China are the multinational manufacturers. Oh, Bill Gates doesn't have enough dough yet? How about Tim Cook? Yeah, get more stuff made over China so you could bring the product back over here, raise the prices, and make more money. You're not creating jobs. You're only creating wealth for yourself. Nike, Levi Strauss, Apple, all of the rest. Trump needs to stay on this one message. One message, and he will win again. We don't need China. We don't need anybody. We are America. We have more human and natural resources that are so rich that we have here that we could be a perfectly self-sustaining economy and bring the whole system up. We don't need China for anything. Chinese food, okay? If they use better products, because I don't eat a lot of that Chinese stuff. I'm not an MSG fan. Yeah. The only thing we need from China is Chinese food. Period. Paragraph. We don't need anything from any other country, unless, of course, you want a fine French wine. A great Italian cheese and pasta. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Bring it in. Different cultures make things better than we do here. But not on a general level. I remember as a kid growing up in New York and on 7th Avenue down the city, people pushing up racks of clothing in the garment district. The garment district. Now it's a gone district. Just a bunch of ugly glass buildings. And all multinational shops, banks on every corner, and Dwayne Reed drugstores, and CVS, and F-you-know-what. That's what's taken over. And the people can't afford to live there anymore. They're leaving. They're leaving. People leaving New York City. Matter of fact, they're coming up to Kingston and other places with its beauty and lifestyle. Because it's all gone there. Trump's one message. We don't need China for anything. And stay out of the South China Sea. Let those people over there solve their own problems. Not my business. I'm worried about securing America, the homeland. We don't need China. We don't need China. We don't need China. 320 million Americans should be chanting that. We don't need China. We need America. Bring back the jobs. Bring back the riches. Bring back the spirit. And I'll be back in a little bit. And don't forget, support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. You get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being here on the Alex Jones Show. Anyway, as I was saying, we don't need China to anything. To anything. Again, You like Chinese food? Great, but you get that over here. We need to make everything here. Trump's quote last week. This is the way the Financial Times wrote it. Trump tirade alarms investors. Ooh, don't alarm investors. Don't alarm the multinationals. They got to make more money. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, including bringing your companies home, all in capitals, home, and making your products in the USA. You got it. It is the, I've been saying this, by the way, long before Trump. In our Trends Journal, and if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, it's trendsjournal.com, and we have a discount request page because we know a lot of people are having a tough time, but it's only $129 a year. The Trends Journal, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News Broadcast, etc. I've been talking about a self-sustaining economy now the last 20 years. It's the only way we're going to rise to higher levels. Part of that is Occupy Peace. Bring home all the troops. Stop wasting our money rebuilding countries that we destroy and 800 bases in over 80 countries and spend the money here. And one of the ways to spend the money is on new technology. We should have a new alternative energy by now. Electric cars aren't going to do it. They're using batteries. Batteries are an 1800s invention. You can only put so much energy into them. We need to redirect investments because we're going into the greatest depression. And it's time to prepare to prevail and prosper. So when I talk about Trump bringing home the jobs here, they should have tariffs that they put back on before they let these countries and before they invented the World Trade Organization. It's only helping the rich people. Matter of fact, a headline story in today's Wall Street Journal, front page, was about how CEOs are getting much more than they're saying they're getting, 16% more. So all the money's going to the 1%. We need to bring back jobs here that could help us earn livings and have living wages. And it's only going to happen by bringing manufacturing back, not service sector jobs. So we don't need China. The multinationals need them. The corporations that don't want to pay living wages to American workers, that want to use slave labor, they're the ones that need China. They're the ones that need Vietnam. They're the ones that need Bangladesh. We don't need them. All these liberals talk about buy local, and I buy local all the time. We have a great farmers market over here. And boy, I load up on fruit during the season, try to stay healthy, eat a lot of it. Fresh corn, no GMOs. Buy local. Buy American. It's buying local. In Kingston over here, the Gant shirt factory used to be here. This whole Hudson Valley. They're making stuff for every major company. Gone. Northern New York, poof. It's the Rust Belt. Beyond up here. Places like Auburn and Endicott. Endicott. Endicott Johnson was a shoe manufacturer. Used to make them there. Now they're making them in slave labor countries. Oh, yeah, but the cost of everything is going to go up. Oh, yeah, we're going to worry about that. Hey, if our wages go way up and the cost of everything goes up, that's fine with me. Be fine with you, too. The profits will go down for the multinationals. That's all they're concerned about. How much the CEOs get? And how many stocks they could buy and drive the price up. End of story. Not helping us. So staying on that note, I totally support Trump on this issue. White House says Trump's only China regret is not raising tariffs higher. Well, I could agree with that one as well. Another story of interest over here, just to put things in a perspective, how they tout the lie. This is from today's Financial Times. Globalization not to blame for rise in inequality, says report. Globalization has stalled over the past decade, so not be blamed for the rise in inequality seen since the financial crisis. New research by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development's former chief economist said. Catherine Mann, she transgender, Catherine and Mann. All right, take it easy. Now global chief economist at Citi said her research public. All right. Chief economist for Citi, OECD economist. You think you're going to get a straight line from them? All globalization has done is to help the multinationals, nobody else. And that's all we are plantation workers on the multinational plantations of Slavelandia. Name the country. They call it populist movements, not populist movements. People want to maintain their identity. The Italians want to be Italians. The Hungarians want to be Hungarians. The Germans want to be Germans. The French want to be French. The Polish want to be Polish. The Czechs want to be Czechs. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with appreciating your heritage and not wanting it diluted? What we're going to see right now when this greatest depression hits, one of our top trends is human waves. Floods of people, that's one of our top trends for 2019. Leaving their nations, looking for safety, getting away from corruption and crime, and out of poverty. When the greatest depression hits, we're going to see a tsunami, not a wave. Story in today's Financial Times. Ecuador tightens entry rules as Venezuela exodus intensifies. Again, I said I agree with Trump. I'm totally opposed to what he's doing in Venezuela. Totally opposed. And that little clown Bolton, our national security advisor, he's not my national security advisor. He can't advise me on anything. He's made it clear, we put the quote in the Trends Journal, American oil company should be in Venezuela, it would be good for the American people. That's disgusting. It's conquering another nation who's sitting on the world's largest oil reserves. I'm making this point because Ecuador, you know the flood of people leaving Ecuador to come to America already? Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico. They're flooding out to come here already. What's going to happen when the greatest depression hits? By the way, they just killed another reporter over there in Mexico. They wipe them out. Print anything that they don't like. You think censorship is bad here? Yeah, death ship. That's the one you get on if you're a reporter in Mexico. The death ship. So, he's staying with this. Prepare for the greatest depression. It's coming. Markets, they peaked as I see it. Up a little more. Downward trajectory. We'll be back in a few.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your
free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And then remember, put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars. Do what you can because they're introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. InfoWars Life is proud to announce the ultimate skin solution. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles. I got to get some of that stuff, man. I got some wrinkles on my head over here. And keep your skin healthy. It kills the dangerous viruses and bacteria that make you sick. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Soul technology that's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA the Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil and vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfites. So there you got it. Go to InfoWars, get 25% off the introductory price, InfoWarsStores.com, for your Silver Skin Cream. And I'm going to go get some myself, because I got to get some rid of some of these wrinkles here. So, I was talking about Ecuador. Again, this is a big story in the Financial Times today. Ecuador tightens entry rules as Venezuela exodus intensifies. Now, how come they're not condemning Venezuela for not wanting any more people come in? But hey, when Americans like myself say we don't need any more people coming in, well then I'm racist or some other stupid comment. But nobody's going after Venezuela. Because Venezuela is Venezuela. Excuse me, Ecuador. Ecuador could do what they like, even though they're sending people there like crazy because they want to get away from the poverty, the corruption, and the crime. But it's okay for Ecuador and other countries to close borders, but not the United States. And by the way, when people say, well, you know, we're all immigrants. Yes, we are. And they brought us here because they needed workers. End of story. As a Napolitano, what they call a Southern Italian, they didn't like us over here. You go back and you look at the records. They didn't want, the Northern Italians were okay. They didn't want the Southern Italians to come here. They brought us here because they needed labor. And the Southern Italians had a lot of skills, particularly in masonry. Matter of fact, up here in Kingston, there were brickyards up and down the Hudson River, Glasgow, north of here. More Italians in Ulster County than any other nationality. They weren't treated very well. Needed workers. We don't need workers anymore. We got more than we need. When I talk about the greatest depression and the human waves turning into a tsunami, when the economy slows down, there's going to be more people in jobs by long shot. I'm not good at math, but figure this one out. 1930, Great Depression hits, right? How many people were on the planet? 2 billion. 2 billion. Less than 100 years later, we've added, now we're at 7.5 billion. From 2 billion, we've added 5.5 billion. Africa, poof. Read a report they're having about 7 children per family. You can't take care of one. Floods of people coming out of Africa into Europe. By the way, they weren't doing that before the murderer Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I don't like that guy Gaddafi. I want him out of there, right? I want him out of there. I don't care who you kill. I don't care what you destroy. Even though it's the richest country in Africa, and they treat people better than anywhere else, and give them a lot of benefits, I don't like the guy. I want him out of there. And before they got him out of there, Gaddafi won. Europe, you get me out here, you're going to have a flood of people coming in through Libya into Europe. You're not going to be able to stop. And it was the truth, and that's exactly what happened. Months after he was killed, over 500,000 people migrated to Europe. Now, with the greatest depression coming, you're going to see a tsunami of people looking for jobs. Climate change, I call it planet destruction. I don't know if there's climate change. They're poisoning us in every way. I mean, the products that I'm talking about to buy from InfoWars, they're talking about health, not having all these phony ingredients in it. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water, fracking, yeah, frack you. Oh, we can't tell you what chemicals we're pumping into the, because we don't want people to steal our invention. to bring up the water. But that's only one of them, right? Oh, over here in Jersey? Oh, that Booker. Yeah, Booker the Crooker. The guy running for president? Oh, yeah, they got lead in the pipes and the water over there, which they knew about for a long time and been covering it up. So when I say planet destruction, you're worried about climate change? You're going to be dead by the time climate changes, man, and women, because they're killing us on so many different levels. That's why you need, if you want to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, to consider buying some products from InfoWars that will improve your health. So, going back to where it's going with human waves, too many people, not enough jobs. That's why we have no inflation, or relatively low inflation. When you put in the real factors, it's much higher, but the government numbers. And the government numbers, inflation is low because you don't have to pay people a lot to work in Slavelandia, where the multinationals own everything. Online, you get it done cheap, but my five O's. Online, open markets, China, we don't need China. China's keeping down the prices. Bangladesh keeping down the prices. Online, open markets, overcapacity. There's more capacity to make what you need. You name it, all around the world. Keeps prices down because we have overproduction. More stuff than you could buy. That's why places like the dollar stores and the TJ Maxx's and the Home Goods selling stuff that they couldn't sell for full price are doing well. Online, open markets, overcapacity, overproduction, and overpopulation. Again, 2 billion in 1930, 7.5 billion in 2019. 10 billion by 2050. That's why you don't have inflation. You have more slave labor than they could ever want. Reparations? This is the multinational plantations owners got it better than the plantation owners had it. Because the plantation owners were housing and feeding the slaves, treating them terribly, of course, but having to house and feed them. The multinational plantation owners, they figured it out better. We'll give them just enough money so they keep coming back to work. They can live in their cars or live on the streets. We don't care. They're slaves on the multinational plantation. So that's why you're not seeing inflation going up. But I'm warning you, the greatest depression is on the near horizon. My forecast is that it's going to hit by 2021. The central banks are going to do everything they can to prop up the economy around the world. Trump is going to keep dumping more pressure on Powell to lower interest rates. But they don't have a lot of room to lower them. Back when the last recession hit, they were at 5%, 5.5. Now they're at 2%. They only could go down 2%. They'll come up with another scheme. They'll push some more liquidity into the markets to help out the banksters. It's not going to work. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some very important issues that you need to know about. And all else fail, take you to war. Back in a minute.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonies testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.